Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Day 3 of the Sedgwick County stay-home order. We have the story.
A local request for medical materials. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Century 2 is being used in the fight against COVID-19. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Temperatures are going to be running well above normal this afternoon, with increasing chances of thunderstorms by late today and tonight. Our full forecast and what to expect for the weekend is coming up.
The U.S. House is expected to sign off on the largest economic recovery bill in U.S. history.
Members of Congress were given more than 24 hours to read a wide-ranging bill covering direct payments to many taxpayers, new funding for hospitals, and financial relief for small businesses and corporations.
It's about mitigation. Mitigation for all the loss that we have in our economy while still addressing the emergency health needs that we have in our country.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expects vast bipartisan support. So does top House Republican Kevin McCarthy. Both leaders are also hopeful for a voice vote, reducing the need for members to congregate in the chamber. But if a recorded vote is requested, plans are in place for members of Congress to vote in groups of no more than 30 at a time. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The latest numbers of coronavirus cases, 168 confirmed cases in Kansas, including 16 in Sedgwick County, 3 in Butler County, and 1 in Harvey County. 3 deaths are reported by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment across the state. And for information about the Sedgwick County stay-home order, call 660-9000. For information about services available, call 211.
During the pandemic, the request for medical materials has been sounded. Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Pete Meitner says numerous donations are coming in this week.
Wichita State University and Textron together donated 1,500, that's 1,500 N95 masks for our local first responders. Thank you to WSU and Textron. The Medical Society of Sedgwick County dropped off a large donation of items as well.
Testing for COVID-19 in the state is being prioritized at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. Sedgwick County Manager Tom Stolz talks about some of the criteria.
This includes healthcare workers and first responders who have COVID symptoms, potential clusters of unknown respiratory illnesses with priority given to long-term care facilities and healthcare facilities, hospitalized patients with no alternative diagnosis.
The basement of Wichita Century 2 is being used to help protect first responders and patients against COVID-19 with a drive-through decontamination center.
In the Century 2 basement, there are workers covered in head-to-toe with bodysuits while they sanitize ambulances and other vehicles. Officials refer to it as a decon and say it takes less than 30 minutes to complete the cleanings. Wichita Fire Marshal Stuart Bevis talks about the process.
It's been organized to where they can come into that space in a secure area, and we can apply the proper materials to it to hopefully get rid of the virus. And then after a short period of time, it can be quickly put back into service.
The hope is to help prevent the spread of COVID-19 between first responders and patients. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Grace Med on North Broadway is the first place in Wichita to offer drive-through testing for coronavirus. Before pulling up, patients call a triage team to answer a series of questions. If they meet the Kansas Department of Health and Environment guidelines, they can then schedule an appointment. Grace Med Chief Medical Officer Dr. Julie Elder says patients stay in their cars during the entire process.
I think patients have appreciated it in the sense that it's convenient. You know, they get here, we do the testing, they get through, and they get some answers.
Dr. Elder says each test takes about 15 minutes. To schedule an appointment, call 316-866-2000.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll hit some classic March Madness games we'll carry for you this weekend coming up in sports.
What impact is Sedgwick County Stay Home Order having on social services? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Radio.com station.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. What impact is Sedgwick County's stay-home order having on social services? Diana Shun is director of the Child Advocacy Center of Sedgwick County, working with abused children and their families. Shun tells KNSS News.
Obviously, our staffing has significantly changed. We are doing therapy now via telemedicine, and so that's a new endeavor for us to not have our clients directly in front of the therapist.
April is National Abuse Awareness Month. Diana Shun is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
A U.S. Navy aircraft carrier has been called to port after sailors tested positive for the coronavirus. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has more from the Pentagon.
The acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley told reporters Thursday morning the USS Theodore Roosevelt would be heading into port in Guam as soon as possible in order for all 5,000 sailors and pilots on board to be tested for coronavirus. We were among the first to report that 24 sailors on board the massive warship have now tested positive. In recent weeks, the Roosevelt was flying round-the-clock air operations in the South China Sea to send a message to Beijing. With the carrier in port in Guam, those flight ops will stop.
A U.S. service member stationed in South Korea was the first American soldier to test positive for the virus. That was back in February.
A California woman goes viral for a clever birthday surprise.
Despite a statewide stay-home order, Hannah Chung of Los Angeles was able to make her fiancé Jason's 30th birthday extra special, inviting 76 neighbors in their apartment complex to sing for him out their windows.
Two, one! Happy birthday!
Hannah sharing a TikTok video of the social distancing surprise. She slid handwritten invitations under the doors of each of their interior-facing neighbors, asking them to be ready to celebrate at exactly 2 p.m.
Hey! Yeah. Thank you!
Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we've got a traffic hazard. You'll want to avoid the area, and that's between Ridge Road and Valley Center on 85th Street North. Actually, police dispatchers are asking people to avoid that area for the time being. Again, that's between Ridge Road and Valley Center on 85th North. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Thunderstorms rumbled well to the north of us last night. We could see some development as a strong low-pressure system moves in this afternoon. Today's high 75. Scattered storms tonight, then clearing late, our low 52. Sunny, windy, and cooler Saturday with a high 62. 66 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. 50 degrees with Steve and Ted. Understand they are doing some burning over in the grass fires over in the Flint Hills, so some people might be experiencing a little smoke in their breath this morning. Ugh, bad timing on that. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted, coming up here Sunday night at 7 o'clock. We have the John Whitmer Show on KNSS. John's with us this morning to give us a little preview of what the show's going to be about. Obviously, you're going to be talking about sheltering at home or whatever. We're calling this stay home is what we're calling it, right? Right, John?
Oh yeah, well, I'm sure we'll be talking about it. Although I'll be sheltering at home while doing the show as well, so that'll be a new challenge for me.
Well, it's not that complicated, pal.
I notice you're not doing it.
Well, that's because I'm more important than you.
Well, clearly, yes. So hopefully the quality will still be there.
Oh, it'll be good.
We're gonna try and deliver the same quality from a remote location. But no, we will be there rip roaring and ready to go Sunday evening. We've got a good lineup. Actually another member of the president's campaign team is going to be with us. You've all heard of the Citizens United decision. Well, we've got the president of Citizens United is going to be with us. And we're going to actually take a look at the bill that the United States Congress is currently putting through, the coronavirus stimulus plan. Sure. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that they have inserted into this this quote unquote stimulus package. And I don't know. There are things in there that we need, obviously, some of the economic stimulus, some of the things that can help business. But there's a lot. Talk about pork. I mean, there's money in there. There's $25 million as pay raises for Congress in this bill. So we're going to talk about some of that. And I get maybe that Congress needs a pay raise, but is now the time to do it? So we'll talk about stuff like that as well.
Well, that's the way they work, I guess.
wow.
Isn't that something? Well, at any rate, Dave, this is not perfect, but maybe it'll help a lot of people. We sure hope so. I mean,
but it's just, you know, you never let a good crisis go to waste, and Washington is notorious for that. So we'll talk about that. And obviously, we're going to talk. Michael O'Donnell is coming on the show, and I wanted to talk to Michael or Jim Howell because they were the two no votes on the stay-at-home order. And, you know, whether you support this stay-at-home, you think it was premature, you think it was necessary, I wanted to get an opinion from one of the county commissioners on the whole process. And you know, they've been taking a lot of heat on both sides, people who thought it was the right thing to do and people who thought it was an overreach. And so we'll talk to the county commissioners and get their take on it as well.
Sounds like a great show. So best of luck to you, and you'll do fine doing a remote. It works pretty well.
I think so. I just miss you is really what it comes down to.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's Sunday night at 7. Thanks, John, for being with us. John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 here on KNSS. Well, listen, this $2.2 trillion economic stimulus package, here's what you need to know. Anyone who earns, if this thing passes, anyone who earns less than $75,000 will be eligible for a one-time payment of $1,200 or $2,400 for couples who file jointly and earn less than $150,000. An additional $500 will be paid for each child in the household, so a family of four would get $3,400. And those who earn more than $75,000 per year will get decreased payments down to zero for those who earn more than $99,000. So there's money in there for a lot of folks who are making pretty good money already. Of course, they may be unemployed, too. That's the big package. All right, so, Ted, how you coping? Are you doing okay with this stay-home thing? Did you have a good afternoon yesterday?
I don't know about the word good.
Oh, okay.
Every day's the same kind of now. Yeah. I find that I don't know what day of the week it is.
Really? It just melon belts it?
Well, because there's nothing to – I mean, you used to. You would live your life, and you would have things to do on certain nights and certain games to keep track of, certain jobs to go to, and none of that exists anymore.
Yeah. Especially for you. You're doing the PA announcing with the baseball team and whatnot, and you had the Gridiron Show you were rehearsing for, and that's out now for a while. So
I mean, I go to work, and then I go home, and every day is pretty much the same.
Well, see, now you know how I feel, because I don't have any other outside activities. last night I got to supper duty. I got scrambled eggs with a little cream cheese and some hash browns, so I thought I did pretty well. Got some compliments from my
wife.
The only other person there, so I also helped. I did the kitchen cleanup as well.
Well, so you had 100% improvement.
But I'll tell you what, we're talking about some of these people who are some of the restaurants around town. Many of them are doing the takeout and so forth. There's some good deals out there, and they're doing some fantastic. There are going to be people that are going to be dining out. They're just not going to be able to go in and sit down. And we support all those restaurants and all those people who are doing that. God bless you.
Well, we hope so.
I'm thinking of about two places I'd like to go this weekend. Maybe I'll have to put one off till next weekend. But, we're going to get through this thing together. Going to have a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate. May see some thunder showers tonight. But other than that, I'm looking for maybe doing a little yard work this weekend, Ted. All right. They're making 8:17, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And sports time with Ted Woodward. We've got some stuff for you to listen to, right, Ted?
Yeah, last weekend we trotted out some classic NCAA men's basketball games for the Shockers and the Jayhawks. We're going to rev that up again this weekend. We are chronicling the Wichita State road to the Final Four that happened 7 years ago, back in 2013. And we've got two of those Shocker games from that season this weekend. Back-to-back days, Saturday at noon and Sunday at noon. And those are going to be on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Tomorrow at noon, you had that huge second-round win by the Shockers over the number one-ranked team in the nation, Gonzaga.
Yeah.
That was a really memorable game for the Shocks. That one's pretty cool. And Mike Kennedy, of course, and Bob Hull had the call of that one 7 years ago. You can listen to the Shockers and number one Gonzaga Saturday at noon. And then Sunday at noon, we'll play the following Shocker game after that, was the Sweet 16 win over LaSalle. So a couple of Shocker wins on that Final Four run. Coming up Saturday at noon and Sunday at noon over on Sports Radio KFH. And we've also got a couple of vintage KU men's basketball games for you this weekend as well. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we've got the Final Four game that was played in 2012 between the Jayhawks and Ohio State, the Superdome in New Orleans. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH. And then 6 o'clock on Sunday night, we'll replay another classic KU game. It was the Elite Eight. Midwest Regional Final just a couple of years ago in Omaha. Number one seed Kansas, number two seed Duke. A game that went overtime with the winner going to the Final Four. Another great one. That'll be at 6, so you can hear the Jayhawks. 6 o'clock tonight and then 6 o'clock on Sunday night. Also on Sports Radio KFH. So listen over there for some of those classic NCAA men's basketball games from the past for the Shockers and the Jayhawks. Hitting social media, talking about real-world circumstances, an NBA All-Star, and one of the nation's leading medical experts.
More than 50,000 users tuned into Steph Curry's Instagram Live for a one-on-one between the Golden State Warriors star and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the infectious disease expert at the forefront of the battle against the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Curry asked Fauci about protocols in place like social distancing in the effort to combat the COVID-19 spread.
We can start thinking about getting back to some degree of normality when the country as a whole is turn that corner and start coming down.
Dr. Fauci went on to express optimism for what's to come.
We will get enough experience so that when it does come back, we'll be able to immediately identify, isolate.
During that Instagram Live, Curry revealed that he was tested for COVID-19 when he began showing minor symptoms weeks ago. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Yesterday, we told you about news in the NFL. Native Wichitan Blake Bell leaving the Kansas City Chiefs after a Super Bowl championship, and Bell is signing a deal with the Dallas Cowboys. Blake Bell appeared on ESPN on Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
You know, it's a business, and, you know, I think guys know that, and the Kansas City was awesome, that organization, the people I met and the relationships I had there were unbelievable. But, you know, like I said, it's a business, and so I'm super pumped about my opportunity here in Dallas, and can't wait to get to work.
There you go, Blake Bell, ready for his next chapter with the Dallas Cowboys. Steve, and of course, yesterday was supposed to be opening day in Major League Baseball, but of course that did not happen.
Right, right.
You know, when I was a kid, I played endless hours of Strat-O-Matic.
Strat-O-Matic.
The baseball game with the dice and the roster cards and all that.
Yeah.
Played that Strat-O-Matic tons when I was a kid. Well, baseball fans wanting box scores can now find them thanks to Strat-O-Matic.
Woo.
15 box scores from opening day were generated by Strat-O-Matic, one for every real game postponed by the virus. The results came via computer simulations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The company, they've updated things from the dice roll. they continue to run daily while the whole thing is on hiatus. And don't worry about pace of play for these baseball games. You're not going to have a 3.5-hour game. Each actual game took about 10 seconds to generate on the computer. The big headline from yesterday on opening day was Mike Trout hits two home runs off Zach Greinke to help the Angels beat the Astros 9-6.
Wow.
Boy, that brings back memories of my childhood playing Strat-O-Matic baseball, rolling those dice.
You and your play-by-play, too.
I did. That's what I did. Me and my brothers would do that for hours in the summertime months. Strat-O-Matic for you.
Strat-O-Matic.
That's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right, Ted. Now, 8:21. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean's thoughts on New York's leaders during the pandemic. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.